This is the year of the Plymouth, Massachusetts 400th anniversary of the Mayflower ship arrival and the Thanksgiving holiday. It's been quite a year, 2020, not as we had planned, and things have been kind of a little bit different. We have with us on the line Executive Director of Sea Plymouth, Lee Filson, also Lee's Mayflower descendant. Lee, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce, and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. How has this year been? I know there's kind of certain things are planned, but you kind of have to sort of pivot based on what was happening with the whole world, right?
And pivot we have done, because it turned out to be a very disappointing 2020, because almost everything planned had was canceled or postponed. But if you think about the Pilgrim story, they didn't arrive until December, and 21 was when most of the major events happened for them, including Thanksgiving. So we have pivoted to 2021 with all of our events for the 400th.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that had been planned or are being planned, but we're sort of coming upon Thanksgiving, so let's maybe focus on that. Give us an indication. We heard, you know, there's myths about the first Thanksgiving, and then we realized things, you know, there might have not even been a turkey there, and certain things they ate we probably wouldn't find on our table. What historic information can you pass along this morning to us?
I would be glad to. First of all, they probably did have turkey, but not the turkey that we're used to. It would have been wild turkey. It would have been really gristly. It would have been really chewy, and not something that any of us would have liked at all. They also had fowl. They had venison. They had everything basically that was available, fish, that sort of thing. And because they joined with the Wampanoag tribe in doing this harvest festival, they had just about anything that could be caught from the earth that they feasted on over a three-day period.
Who was hosting this? In other words, who was sort of planning it? Who was bringing the side dishes, that kind of a thing? How did it come?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, because everyone thinks that the Pilgrims had this wonderful party and invited the Native Americans, and it didn't quite happen that way. When they arrived, they immediately went into a peace alliance with the Wampanoag tribe, and they protected each other. The Wampanoags helped to teach the Pilgrims how to plant so that they would stay alive that first year, because things were very different here. And so by the time they got through what William Bradford called the Winter of Death, where over half of the Pilgrims died, 51 were left. And when the harvest finally came forward, there was a bit, by that time they were familiar with each other, and they mixed and mingled amongst each other for various things. And so the 51 Pilgrims were joined by over 100 Wampanoag Native peoples. And for 3 days, they feasted, and they played games, and they did ordnance demonstrations, that sort of thing together. So it wasn't really an invitation. It was kind of like they just came together as they have done otherwise, just with a whole lot more food.
Right. It's also interesting how food still plays an important part in our lives and people gathering together. It's almost without that, it's really difficult for that, but it really plays an important part. When did Thanksgiving sort of become the tradition for America? This was, you know, quite a long time later, right?
Well, it wasn't until the 1800s, and Abraham Lincoln, using the Pilgrim and Wampanoag three-day harvest festival as a symbol, used that to proclaim Thanksgiving Day for the entire nation. And there are a lot of parallels there. I mean, the 3 days was a day of Thanksgiving. They were thanking, you know, they were thankful for the earth. They were thankful for making it through that first winter. They were thankful for a bountiful harvest. And most of all, they were thankful that they survived. And so it makes sense that today we would all take one day a year just to look at what we're thankful for instead of the things that we're upset over, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Do we have any idea why it was, has it always been a Thursday?
No, it's actually been changed. There have been a couple of presidents that have changed the dates, but the final date was a Thursday set by Abraham Lincoln.
We are talking today with Lee Filson, Mayflower descendant, executive director of Sea Plymouth. I'm just slightly curious about your Mayflower descent. When did you learn that you were connected to the Mayflower, and what pride do you have in that sort of knowledge?
Well, I have great pride in it because I think this is one American story that we can be proud about. I know that many things happen later in the next generation and with more English colonists coming to America that spelled disaster for Native Americans. But during that period of time with Plymouth Plantation and with the Wampanoag tribe, things actually went very well for a while. I also am proud because I actually have eight people through different lines that were on the Mayflower, and that's not at all unusual. Most people that find it find more than one because they intermarried through generations. But it's neat to know that my relatives actually helped to write the compact, which influenced our U.S. Constitution. It's a founding American story, and so it's not just me, and it's not just the descendants. The Pilgrims are actually America's family.
Now, do we have a location where they actually landed? We hear about Plymouth Rock. Specifically, is that sort of just
a... Plymouth Rock, there's a book out this year by historian James Baker called Plymouth Rock's Own Story, and he makes the argument that the Pilgrims truly did bring their shallop to that rock to get off because the waters were so icy and it was in the middle of a winter storm, and it would have made perfect sense for them to step off that and then jump onto the land. But right beyond that, there's a hill, and right up the hill is Leyden Street where they actually settled and had their town square and built their first meeting house. And it was in a village that, at that time, the settlement was called Patuxet because the Wampanoag tribe had lived there for over 10,000 years. But 3 years before, a pandemic swept through, and most of them died. And so it had been abandoned for like 3 years by those who were left, and it ended up being the place that the Pilgrims settled 3 years later.
So what things do you have planned or... like celebration 2.0, as they might call it, to get to this
Celebration 2.0 will be events next year. In May, we will do a commemorative ceremony. In June, we'll have a big ancestor walk by the Wampanoag Nation and other nations. In June, we'll have a big three-day maritime fest. Now, of course, all of that is contingent on where we are with a pandemic at that time. But normally, in our regular years, once we get past this, we have a huge Thanksgiving parade the weekend before Thanksgiving, and all sorts of events and things you can attend and do throughout the week up until Thanksgiving, including dinners on Thanksgiving Day at Plymouth Patuxet Museums, where you can actually learn about the experience of the Pilgrims and the Wampanoags that first Thanksgiving.
And where's the site we can go visit some of this as we make our plans for 2021?
When you make your plans, head to Plymouth, Massachusetts. You may want to do a side trip through Cape Cod to Provincetown. It was in Provincetown Bay that they signed the compact, but plan to spend a couple of days here in Plymouth, Mass, where you can visit a ship that is a reproduction of the Mayflower, where you can stare at Plymouth Rock and talk to the rock if you would like, and go and walk up Leyden Street where they lived and just learn your own American history.
Sounds great. Well, Lee, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us, and have yourself a happy Thanksgiving as well.